You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
While we blinked, the Seattle Mariners jumped right back into a couple of races. Not sure if they're really in the division race at this point, but maybe they are. So let's talk about that. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Greg John. Greg, my goodness, how things have changed in the last couple of weeks. The Mariners are now in second place in the AL West, still considerably behind the Rangers. But, my goodness, they just had an 8-2 homestand. They have to be feeling pretty awesome about themselves right now.
Yeah, they made up some ground. I mean, they've been saying for a while that they just needed to get on one of those hot streaks. Most teams get one sooner or later, and they've got theirs right now. And it's certainly a good time. You know, I mean, they kind of hit the trade deadline sort of wondering which way they're going, and they came out of that thing on fire, and they have gotten themselves back in it. And as we speak today, after sweeping the Angels and the Tigers, they're a game and a half behind Boston for the second wild card spot, and they made up three games by sweeping the Tigers, so they kind of reversed trend. The Tigers swept them in Detroit earlier. It was kind of a big series. They returned serve here in Seattle and got themselves pretty much even with the Tigers for that right behind the Red Sox in the wild card race. So yeah, I mean, suddenly you're in mid August talking about having a shot, and I think that's everything they would have wanted. Besides maybe being out in front by 10 games, of course, but you want to hit the stretch with games that matter, and that's kind of what they're setting themselves up for. So pretty good stretch here for them.
Yeah, speaking of the deadline, they've received some high marks for pretty much not doing anything drastic either way and not really caving into, some people like panic at the deadline and make a deal that maybe they shouldn't make, not really caving to the pressure of needing to fix things like, overnight. They kind of stayed the course, and they've made some moves here and there, but they really are showing a belief in the group that they have that they can kind of do something with this, right?
Yeah, I mean, they gave up a couple. When they traded Mike Montgomery, it raised a lot of eyebrows. Looked like a sell move. I mean, they got rid of a guy that was a pretty big piece for them, but they felt they were selling high on him and got a couple prospects that they really like, and then they turn around and help themselves more current by picking up a real interesting move after the deadline here, Allison, picking up Archimedes Caminero, which is cool, not only because we get to say Archimedes Caminero a lot, but he's come in, and the guy was with the Pirates. He throws 100 miles an hour. He's come in and four perfect innings for him since they picked him up, and kind of one of those DePoto moves. He seems to be pretty good at it. Just kind of adding guys that kind of around the fringes that seem to be able to help. And, he's been big. Their bullpen has been really a huge part of the hot streak here with Edwin Diaz closing out. He's just been lights out. And then they got Archimedes Caminero throwing 100 miles an hour. So the two guys at the back end throwing three-digit fastballs and shutting things down for them pretty well. So that's been not only effective, but pretty exciting for the crowd, and seems to have put a kind of a jolt into the team as well to have that kind of power arms at the back end of the bullpen. So they've changed. We've gone through 28 pitchers since the start of the year, which is practically unheard of at this point. They'll probably make a few more moves before they're done. So they keep kind of shuffling the deck and where they need to, and they seem to be on a pretty good spot right now.
How many times did you practice Caminero's name before you had it down perfectly? Because you have to know it, right? Because you're not just a writer anymore. You're like you're on video. You're on TV. Like you have to be able to verbally say it, correct?
Well, I think it you say it just the way it sounds, the way it looks. Archimedes. I mean, I like Edwin Diaz personally. He's pretty easy, but it's fun. It's interesting. I mean, it's fun to see these kind of changes in midseason that can affect a team this dramatically. And I think when you lose your closer and setup guy, which they've done, is Steve Cishek that is on the DL, and Joaquin Benoit they traded because he just wasn't effective, and some other moves in the bullpen. But you're able to replace those guys with power arms and difference makers. Pretty interesting moves right now in the bullpen.
Yeah, no, that can make or break a season. And the bullpen, often it comes down to your bench and your bullpen when you're talking about trying to get deep into October. So they definitely have set themselves up well for that. I was just running through the headlines on the Mariners website, and the the usual suspects, their names are popping up quite a bit, which is bodes well for the team. Cruz and Felix and, guys that are kind of just doing what they're supposed to be doing, which could explain a lot about why they're winning so many games. But just seeing Felix get into a groove. I mean, he was fantastic in that finale during the sweep over the Tigers. And seeing Nelson Cruz do his thing. So that's obviously playing a big role in this whole thing.
Yeah, that was a huge start for Felix, I thought. I mean, he was not sharp his first couple times off the DL. And, you know, you really need that horse, obviously, to be the guy leading you down the stretch.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.